One of the powers you will find that you have is one you are probably not accustomed to using. And it is indeed the power to determine in your life, in all areas, what is enough. This sounds like such a simple concept, but when you think of the fact that you were raised patriarchally in a system that said you were not enough, you never would be enough, and when you did all that you could do, it would never be enough. You begin to understand what you are really taking on when you choose a moment, any moment in your life, when you have done what is the thing that you meant to do, and you actually stop. You stop and you look at it and you say, that is enough, because I have said that is enough, and I am enough because I have said I am enough. We know that all of you are being more aware of self-care, taking care of yourself, doing things for you that perhaps are taking care of parts of yourself you are only now learning to honor. Let us say that again. You are taking care of yourself by honoring parts of yourself you are only now beginning to honor. And as you move forward on this path, you will find that the enough teachings are very helpful, because it is going to make you expand the way you experience yourself in a broader and more comprehensive way. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, let us say that you think of your life and you know how to honor yourself when you work. You probably have been taught to honor yourself when you work too hard and do too much. That is a habit that needs to be undone. And this one, which we want you to be especially careful about, you know to honor yourself when you are doing things that other people will appreciate or acknowledge or enjoy or, quite frankly, take advantage of. That one is so difficult because it is so inbred. Your body has permission to feel fine about what it is doing as long as it is pleasing this outside force, whatever it might be. And we understand and appreciate that you are all working on this, because it is one we want to bring into a better balance so that you can actually enjoy your life. Now then, when you think about the things that you do not honor or you do not make enough, they are things you usually think of as small and unimportant. What we want to say here to you is that there is no such thing as small and unimportant in your own created being. And the only thing that can keep you from expanding into including more things in your life is if you sit in judgment, if you make them small and unimportant. That, you see, is where the trouble begins. So, What is the problem here with the way we are doing it? Let us say that we are at work and we are working and we know we are being viewed as working hard and doing well. And so even though we are too tired, which I'm sure you all know, at least that is familiar. Anyone who looks at me and what I am doing is going to be approving. That is what is going to happen here. Now, we will make a small note that outside approval will not save your life. Only inside approval will save your life. But we understand how all of this happens. Now let us say that we go from here to, and we're going to stretch a bit for you for the sake of illustration, and saying, I always wondered what I would look like with blue nail polish. So here we're moving from this place where we are gathering support and okayness from outside of ourselves to this very important child, creative, curious, expanding part of ourselves that wants to try blue nail polish. Now, which of these two things do you think we make enough? You see the problem. What is being observed from the outside, that we are working hard and doing it the right way, that is enough. But what is this little blue nail polish thing? You see, our tendency is to simply make that go away. And that is a mistake. Because the fact that you even thought about it means that the part of you that is the explorer, the part of you that has the child alive and well, the part of you that wants to try a thing you have not tried before, is speaking to you. And if the first thing you do is make whatever that request is not enough, not important enough, not worth taking time to do, not whatever you are doing there, that's the part we want you to clean up. We want there to be so little disapproval that if you wake up one morning and you want to wear a frog pin around your neck, wear it. Wear it, make it okay, make it a part of yourself that is trying to be expressed. Understand that this is, that you cannot expand yourself in the way that you really want to if you do not open these other parts of your life. Now, we're going to mention one other aspect before we talk about this together. And that is the guilt aspect. So some of you, we will use Channel as an example, because she has been known to awaken in the night to visit the restroom only to find a book she has been reading that she really wants to read another chapter or two before she goes back to bed. And she, of course, has been taught to feel guilty about that. Why are you reading a book for pleasure at 2 o'clock in the morning? You really only needed to go to the bathroom and then you needed to go back to bed. You see, this all has to be cleaned up, because whatever that impulse was, it was something that was good and enjoyable, but not shameful. Good and enjoyable are not shameful things. They are aspects of you, parts of you that want to try, that want to reach out, that want to do things, that want to explore things, or to find out how something feels or something tastes. We want to open more to that. And the fact that you are called to it is the thing that makes it enough. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Inhale the blue of peace. And exhale fear. and open your crown to receive the golden light, the light that lights the light in you. And let that golden light open the crown so that you can receive more without fear. You can receive joyfully. You can receive abundantly and in the light, so that all that comes to you in the light. And feel the light come into your third eye and open your third eye. And feel your knowing return to you, your ability to sense and to feel, to see and to know, not only inside of you, but in the world around you. And feel that the third eye is fearless. It can know everything and fear nothing. Feel the light flow into your throat. And begin to move all of the negatives out of your communication center. Even the negatives that might be something you consider to be responsible and worthy and good, make sure they are not the only things that you allow yourself to communicate. Feel that you are adding to your communication center the things that make you joyful, the things that make you laugh, the things that make you curious and expanding. And hear that communication as well as all the other. And feel the light flow down into your heart. And let the light heal your heart. And know that in the wisdom of your heart, there's all the information about what you are doing here, what you want to create, what you want to feel, how you want to walk this path. Know that all of that information is in your heart. And feel the light fill your heart and make it clear to you. Feel the light move down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the light begin to move the heaviness out of the solar plexus. And any beliefs that you might have about the need to hold on to the heavy feeling, the worry, anything that might validate that holding on, let it go. Let it go. You feel what you feel and release what is heavy so there is room for you to feel what is light. Feel the light move down through your body and into the second center. And know that the light loves the purification center, but it does not love the shame and the guilt that prevent you from experiencing, cleansing, knowing, releasing. So let the second center become light. Feel the light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the lightness of creating your life in the way that you want it to be. Even in creating a moment, a second, a picture, a feeling, and know that the power of that in the root center is now joined by the light of the universe, so it is able to work for you again, to bring you the feelings and the creation that you most want in your life. Now let that light spread throughout your body and let it heal. And let it help you expand who you are, joyfully, gently, peacefully. Let that light hold for you what is most uniquely you, and what that uniqueness wants to express. Let the light fill you and move past your body so that as you walk through the week, you can draw to yourself the things with joy and laughter, with curiosity, with knowing, and let that light draw that to you as you walk through the week. Move your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left there for you. Rest the mind. See the beauty of the gift, whatever it might be. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,